for me, this is one of the best responses from Eddie Hearn, and he's getting a little personal. And I don't mind it, because the stuff that Oscar De La Hoya has been saying about Eddie Hearn, I think it's fair game for Hearn to come back and have a little dig about Oscar's personal life. And to be specific, Eddie Hearn said, "Don't do drugs, kids." When responding to what Oscar De La Hoya recently said about him basically being a poor matchmaker and allowing him to fight Bivol when he should have taken him in a different direction. So I'm going to quote Eddie Hearn here. He said, in fact, no, that's a Oscar De La Hoya quote there. Where's Eddie Hearn's response? Yeah, he says here, "To think that Canelo Alvarez will let me make the decisions on his career is a bit naive of Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya says a lot, but you know, I mean, the greatest sort of lesson you can learn from those sort of comments is, don't do drugs, kids." That's the basis of those comments. He goes on to say, "Oscar De La Hoya was a tremendous boxer. He definitely knows more about boxing than me, but I don't have any say as to who Canelo Alvarez will fight. Him and his trainer and manager Eddie Reynoso choose the fights. He was a big favorite against Dimitri Bivol and got beat. That's boxing. What do you want? A champion not to take any tough tests? We should be applauding Canelo Alvarez for wanting to continually test himself outside of his comfort zone." Yeah, amen to that. He tried, he failed, but that's the price of attempting to be great, is you're going to fail sometimes. It's okay. Some people look at this boxing game as being all about perfect management. Even the fans are like this these days. You know, they seem to have inherited the Mayweather mindset, which certainly is very much evident in Leonard Ellerby. Of course, he's part of Team Mayweather, whereby it's all about preserving the unbeaten record and losing is the end of the world, or all this kind of mentality, you know? Whereas the old school mentality is like, hey, if you're a great fighter, you're going to push the envelope. You're going to try and strive to be the best version of yourself as a fighter that you can possibly be, to push your talent to the absolute limit. And in doing so, you might lose. You might take a few L's along the way, but that's okay. That doesn't mean you're not a great fighter. Because if you're out there fighting everybody, it's in most cases inevitable that you're going to lose. You know, so I think that Canelo Alvarez should be applauded, as Eddie Hearn said, for even taking the Dimitri Bivol fight. Now, as far as the stuff Eddie Hearn said about don't do drugs, we know what that's referring to. In other interviews, Eddie Hearn said, "I hope Oscar De La Hoya gets help." Yeah. Does Oscar De La Hoya really want help? That's the thing. Because if you've ever been around people that have issues with substances, alcohol, whatever, in many cases, they don't want help. They actually like doing what they're doing for whatever reason they're doing it. And therefore, trying to help them is an exercise in futility. On some level, they enjoy doing what they're doing. Maybe they just enjoy the feeling. You can say they're trying to mask something, or they're trying to self-medicate or drown out their demons or whatever the case may be. Yeah, but they like the feeling. So, for example, I don't particularly like the feeling of being drunk. And therefore, I could never be an alcoholic. Because how can you be an alcoholic if you don't like the feeling of being drunk? You see, with De La Hoya and with many other people that have substance abuse problems, they like the feeling. You see it? And so they're kind of almost addicted to the feeling. How are you going to get them to not like the feeling? How are you going to get them to not be addicted to the feeling? And some people would say, well, it's when they get side effects and symptoms and, you know, negative health consequences, which outweigh, you know, the negatives start outweighing the positives. Perhaps Oscar De La Hoya hasn't got there yet. I don't know. But as I say, in terms of Eddie Hearn having a little dig saying, don't do drugs, kids, I think it's fair enough, because De La Hoya is a bit loose with the mouth, some of the stuff that he says. he doesn't appear to be very sensitive in terms of attacking other people, and therefore he can't expect people to be sensitive when it comes to retaliating at him. It is what it is, you know? If you are throwing stones in a glass house, well, it's going to shatter, isn't it? So that's what's happening with Oscar De La Hoya. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. I'm sure there's going to be some sensitive souls out there who say, oh no, Eddie Hearn shouldn't have done that, and he shouldn't be getting... But look, you can only poke a bear for so long before it lashes out, right? And that's what Oscar's been doing with Eddie Hearn. He's been saying stuff. To Eddie Hearn's credit, when he first entered the US market, yeah, he was talking about how great he was as a promoter, but he wasn't really slagging off the other promoters. It wasn't until they started slagging him off. Like, Bob Arum was on stage trying to punk Eddie Hearn to his face. You know? Obviously, we know that PBC don't like doing business with him these days. Of course, Leonard Ellerbee's been coming at Eddie Hearn. And Oscar De La Hoya has been taking shots at Hearn for a long time. And of course, it must burn De La Hoya that Canelo left him and went to Eddie. De La Hoya would probably feel better about it if Canelo had gone to Bob Arum or Canelo had gone to PBC, because at least then they wouldn't be on the same network. But no, Canelo left De La Hoya to be with a guy on the very same network that De La Hoya's on. So that probably burns him more than anything. So when he goes to sleep at night thinking about Canelo, he's also thinking about Eddie Hearn. You know, like a jilted lover, like someone whose girlfriend ran off with another guy. He's tossing and turning in bed every night thinking about the pair of them, you know? That kind of thing. That's how De La Hoya is behaving these days. And I don't think he really cares about Canelo on a personal level, of course. It's just business. But, well, from a business perspective, his company was all about Canelo. His company revolved around Canelo. That's all they really were. I mean, people were talking about this long before Canelo left. They were saying that it's dangerous for De La Hoya to have his whole business revolve around one fighter. Because if that fighter loses or retires or moves on to another promoter, you're up, you know what's creek without a paddle. So, and that's kind of what has happened with De La Hoya, although he's just signed a new contract with DAZN, a multi-fight, multi-year deal, I think, with DAZN. There was some talk of De La Hoya going elsewhere, maybe doing a deal with, I think, was it Showtime or something? One of the other networks. But that hasn't come to fruition. He's staying on DAZN. And he has got who? Jaime Munguia, Virgil Ortiz. Who else has he got? Munguia, Ortiz. Zerto Ramirez has gone elsewhere, hasn't he? Isn't it Zerto Ramirez with Top Rank now? I don't think he's with De La Hoya anymore. Correct me if I'm wrong. I seem to remember him going elsewhere. So yeah, that's it for... Oh, hang on. Was it the other way around? Zerto Ramirez was with Top Rank and then he joined De La Hoya? Is that the way around it went? If Zerto Ramirez's most recent fight was with De La Hoya, it would have been on DAZN, right? And I haven't seen that fight. I need to go and watch it if it's on DAZN. Anyway, let me know what you guys think in the comments below while I go figure out whether Zerto Ramirez is actually still with Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy. And if so, I'm going to go watch his most recent fight on DAZN now. Until next time, peace. Leonard Ellerbee has said some really strange things about Eddie Hearn over the past few years. Recently, he said that he would knock Eddie Hearn the F out. I don't know where this kind of stuff is coming from with Ellerbee. Is he genuinely frustrated about the fact that in a few short years, Eddie Hearn has managed to come over to the United States and become a bigger promotional entity, a bigger factor in the US market than Ellerbee is, and Ellerbee's just lashing out over that? Or is it just clout chasing? Ellerbee knows that Eddie Hearn's a big name and draws a lot of attention from the media, and therefore he's thinking, okay, let me use some of Eddie Hearn's notoriety to my benefit. Let me say something crazy about him, and then all the spotlight that's normally on Eddie Hearn comes on to me. Maybe that's what it is. Perhaps it's a combination of the two. Perhaps there is genuine frustration there in Ellaby, but he thinks, you know what, let me use that negative emotion to my advantage. Let me turn a negative into a positive. I'll use that frustration and say something crazy about her, like I'm going to knock him out or whatever. And then it brings attention onto me and helps me to promote my shows and so on and so forth. Who knows? You guys let me know what you think in the comments below. But the latest thing the Leonard Ellaby has said about Eddie Hearn is that Hearn has squandered over $1 billion and has no US stars to show for it. Well, this is in reference to the deal that Eddie Hearn apparently did with DAZN to become their main promoter. People were calling him the $1 billion man at the time. And apparently he had a $1 billion budget, but it was contingent on hitting certain performance targets from what I remember. I think he had to hit certain targets in the first 2 years, and then after that, the rest of the budget would be released to him. But 2020 changed a lot. 2020 was a very, very difficult time. Well, the past 2 years, been a very, very difficult time, certainly for businesses and, you know, many other people. So I don't know whether Eddie Hearn still has that same budget with DAZN. I mean, DAZN, as we know, have been hemorrhaging money. And the past 2 years would have exacerbated that and made it far worse. So, yeah, who knows what the budget actually is for Eddie Hearn now. As far as producing stars in the US, that's true. He hasn't produced any stars. Again, difficult over the past 2 years for everybody to produce stars. And there's nobody on Eddie Hearn's roster right now in terms of American fighters who at the moment looks like a surefire star. Now, he's got the likes of Amo Williams and a few people here and there. Of course, Devin Haney's gone off to do something else with Bob Arum. He had to sign with ESPN and Top Rank in order to get the George Kambosos fight. So it's looking pretty thin on the ground for Eddie Hearn in terms of his US talent. People talk about Canelo, and of course he's got Canelo on a short-term deal. Canelo is not a US fighter, he's a Mexican. People seem to forget this. Yeah, he fights in America, but he is a Mexican. So in terms of US talent, who is there? But at the same time, you look at Mayweather Promotions and you think, well, who have they got? They got Gervonta Davis, and how big a star is he really? He isn't doing great pay-per-view numbers. In fact, I saw some reports about his pay-per-view numbers that were absolutely shocking. It's amazing that they're able to pay this guy as much as they do, because apparently Gervonta Davis gets big money. But the numbers that he does on pay-per-view don't seem to justify the kind of money he gets paid. So I think Ellaby has got his own issues to worry about rather than talking about Eddie Hearn blowing $1 billion and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, Eddie Hearn's got issues too. He's definitely under pressure from DAZN, his broadcaster, because if they're hemorrhaging money, and well, it's not an if, we know they're hemorrhaging money, therefore pressure will be put on their employees, whether you want to call Eddie Hearn an employee or not, a partner, whatever the case may be. He works for DAZN. He provides content for them. So they are going to be putting a tremendous amount of pressure on him in light of Len Blavatnik injecting, what was it, $4.3 billion recently into DAZN. Yeah, so Hearn's under pressure. But in a way, Ellaby's under even more pressure because he doesn't have the kind of roster that Eddie Hearn has, doesn't have the budget that Eddie Hearn has. You know what I mean? Ellaby's just a little peon compared to Eddie Hearn. Let's be real at this stage. So, yeah, kind of curious the way that Ellaby's been carrying on. I do find it quite entertaining for some reason. I don't know what it is about this little obsession that Ellaby has with Eddie Hearn that I find amusing, but I think other people, at least some other people, feel the same way. There's just something funny about it. There's something funny about the way Ellaby looks anyway, right? We all know he's just a funny looking guy, but when he starts talking about Eddie Hearn, I just start cracking up, bro. And Eddie Hearn seems to find it quite funny. In a recent interview, Eddie Hearn said that he'd like to take Ella B for a nice cup of tea. Because Ella B seems to be so upset with Eddie. Talking about knocking him out. Why would you want to knock Eddie Hearn out? For what? It must just be clout chasing when he's saying ridiculous stuff like that. Can Leonard Ellerby, I guess this guy's nearly 60, right, Ellerby? Can he fight? He doesn't look like he can fight. I mean, never judge a book by its cover, right? But yeah, Leonard Ellerby with his little goatee and... Nah, I can't see this guy fighting. I reckon Eddie Hearn might do him over, you know. I think that Ellerby might be underestimating Eddie Hearn hand skills. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below about what Leonard Ellerby said. Yeah, he has some point. He makes a fair point about Eddie not building any US stars, and he's certainly under pressure to do so. But who have Mayweather Promotions got? They got Gervonta Davis, who, how big a star is he anyway? And other than that, please remind me of someone that Mayweather Promotions actually have. Because the Charlos are with PBC Al Haymon. They're not with Mayweather Promotions. They've actually got their own promotional company. I think it's Lions Only Promotions or something. Who else is there in the States? There's Terence Crawford. There's Errol Spence. These guys are not with Mayweather. So, yeah. Leonard Ellerby, little man syndrome maybe. And I don't mean that in stature. I don't know how tall the guy is. But in terms of his, not physical stature as a man, but stature as a promoter. Little man syndrome. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below.